1 Samuel chapter 10. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because Yahweh has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance? When you are departed from me today, then you shall find two men by Rachel's sepulcher in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah, and they will say to you, 'The donkeys which you went to look for are found, and your father has left the care of the donkeys in sorrows for you, saying, "What shall I do for my son?" Then you shall go forward on from there, and you shall come to the plain of Tabor, and there you shall meet three men going up to Elohim to Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall receive out of their hands. After that you shall come to the hill of Yahweh, where is the garrison of the Philistines, and it shall come to pass, when you are come there to the city, that you shall meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of Yahweh will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them and shall be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs are come to you, that you do as occasion serve you, for Yahweh is with you. And you shall go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down to you to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shall you stay till I come to you and show you what you shall do. And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, Yahweh gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. And when they came there to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of Yahweh came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets, then the people said to one another, "What is this that has come to the son of Kish? Is Shaul also among the prophets?" And one of the same place answered and said, "But who is their father?" Therefore it became a proverb, "Is Shaul also among the prophets?" And when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place. And Shaul's uncle said to him and to his servant, "Where did you go?" And he said, "To seek after the donkeys." And when we saw that they were nowhere, we came to Samuel. And Shaul's uncle said, "Tell me, I beg of you, what Samuel said to you." And Shaul said to his uncle, "He told us plainly that the donkeys were found, but of the matter of the kingdom, of which Samuel had spoken, he did not tell him." And Samuel called the people together to Yahweh, to Mizpah, and said to the children of Israel, "Thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, I brought Israel up out of Egypt and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all kingdoms and of them that oppressed you. And you have this day rejected your Elohim, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations. And you've said to him, 'No, but set a king over us.' Now, therefore, present yourselves before Yahweh by your tribes and by your thousands." And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. When he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matri was taken, and Shaul the son of Kish was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore, they inquired of Yahweh further, if the man should yet come there. And Yahweh answered, "Behold, he has hid himself among the stuff." And they ran and fetched him from there, and when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. And Samuel said to all the people, "See you him whom Yahweh has chosen, that there is none like him among all the people?" And all the people shouted and said, "Let the king live!" Then Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom, and wrote it in a book, and laid it up before Yahweh. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. And Shaul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts Yahweh had touched. But the children of Belial said, "How shall this man save us?" And they despised him and brought him no presents. But he held his peace. End of chapter